Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Menurut laporan dari Royal Life Savings 2020, dari 248 orang yang tenggelam di perairan Australia, 80% adalah laki-laki. Antara 1 Juli 2019 dan 30 Juni 2020, laporan tersebut memperkirakan 504 orang lainnya mengalami insiden tenggelam yang tidak fatal. Paling umum, sebanyak 21% insiden tenggelam terjadi di sungai dan anak sungai, diikuti oleh 20% kecelakaan yang terjadi di laut dan pelabuhan, dan 18% terjadi di pantai. Natasha Wills dari Otoritas Perikanan Victoria mengatakan, tiga aktivitas teratas yang berdampak pada tingkat insiden tenggelam adalah berenang, berperahu, atau jatuh saat memancing. Ia mengatakan, anggota komunitas multikultural tidak selalu terbiasa dengan aturan keselamatan yang ditetapkan untuk kegiatan air.
So the cultural and linguistically diverse communities, many of them really enjoy fishing. It's part of their cultures from their countries that they were born, so they enjoy picking it up here. It's also important to know that there are fishing rules and you need to follow them because the fines are really large. So we don't want people to get in trouble because they don't understand what the rules are.
Di situs web Otoritas Perikanan Victoria, informasi tentang pemancingan ikan yang aman tersedia dalam bahasa Inggris, bahasa Mandarin, Vietnam, Korea, dan Melayu. Natasha Wills mengatakan, petunjuk keselamatan itu penting karena dapat menyelamatkan nyawa.
Tell someone who you're not fishing with, where you're going, and when you'll be home. Arrange to fish with, you know, at least two more people so that you can all look after each other. And also, have a look where you might be fishing and look for ways that you can get away from the area quickly if the weather does change. Also, we recommend that you wear a life jacket when you go fishing. That's always good. If you do happen to fall in the water, you'll at least float. Plus light clothing, so you can swim easily if you are washed in.
Ia menyarankan, setelah Anda memilih tempat memancing, Anda dapat meluangkan waktu untuk memikirkan rute pelarian jika terjadi keadaan yang tidak diinginkan. Ia juga memperingatkan tentang melompat ke dalam air jika seseorang yang memancing dengan Anda tersapu ke dalam air.
We have had people who have drowned because they've tried to rescue somebody else. Your friend or a family member falls in the water, please don't go in after them. Find something that floats. Call somebody to give you some help. Many people have either overestimated their swimming ability and they actually end up not being able to help rescue a person. But also a person that's fallen in the water can often be quite panicked. So when you get closer to them, they can pull you under the water too.
Natasha Wills mengatakan, hal terbaik yang dapat Anda lakukan dalam situasi tersebut adalah untuk menggunakan tali atau sesuatu yang dapat mengapung, untuk dilemparkan ke orang tersebut di dalam air, dan untuk menghubungi 000 atau 112 di ponsel Anda untuk mendapatkan bantuan segera. Zulfi Hidari bermigrasi ke Australia 8 tahun yang lalu. Selama 3 tahun terakhir, ia menjadi sukarelawan di layanan darurat negara bagian atau State Emergency Service di unit Greater Dandenong di Victoria.
So with SES, we do everything except fire. We work with Vicpol, so Victoria Police. We work with Ambulance Victoria. So we do everything, like, you know, just ground support, rescuing people, flood, storm, with those sort of scenarios. So yeah.
Ia mengatakan, banyak sukarelawan di SES memiliki latar belakang multikultural dan berbicara banyak bahasa berbeda.
Oh, it's really good, like, you know, because so I can actually speak like up to 4 languages. Say we actually go to a house that they actually can't speak English at all, we will definitely have someone in our crew or in our unit that we can refer to them, you know, and they can translate what their concerns are and stuff. So that's really handy, like, in that way.
Kepala Biro Layanan Iklim Operasional Dr. Andrew Watkins menyarankan untuk mengecualikan landscape basa musim panas ini dan untuk memeriksa tingkat pasang dan cuaca di situs web Biro Meteorologi.
And if you look at our seasonal outlook, the increased odds of rainfall across the east and the recent rains that we have seen mean that we'll get a very wet landscape and that risk of flooding will be higher than average for Queensland, for New South Wales, and for Victoria as well.
Ia prihatin dengan banjir bandang dan erosi yang parah di daerah yang mengalami kebakaran hutan yang signifikan pada musim panas lalu.
So in those bushfire areas, we are concerned about the increased risk of flash flooding and also the increased risk of heavy erosion events or even landslips in those areas where the vegetation isn't there to hold the soils together. So heavy rainfall will run more quickly off that landscape and increase the risk of flash flooding and heavy erosion.
Zulfi Hidari mengatakan, dalam situasi banjir, seringkali perilaku konyol yang membawa warga ke dalam masalah.
So recently we had this flood and it was like, you know, people don't understand that you don't have to drive in the flood water because it's not safe. So we have done like a lot of rescues recently that people actually got stuck in the flood water and then we have to go and help them get out of that car or get out of that water.
Dari pengalamannya, Zulfi Hidari yakin bahwa kecelakaan tenggelam bisa dicegah.
The ocean is pretty dangerous. You know, people being really less cautious with those sort of things, you know. A lot of migrants, you know, they're like their culture and things, they actually come in Australia when they come to Australia, you know, they don't know to swim at all, honestly. So if you don't know, if you're not familiar with the water or with your swimming, you know, stay away from the water.
Untuk memeriksa pasang dan cuaca, kunjungi situs web Biro Meteorologi. Untuk tip keselamatan memancing, kunjungi situs web Otoritas Perikanan Victoria. Dan untuk layanan penerjemah gratis, kunjungi situs web TIS Nasional.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.